Welcome to the Pepin Podcast. This is episode 2 in season 2 and focuses on Valerie Vario and colleagues' 2022 paper, exploring the changes of physical education in the age of COVID-19. This is an audio version of the Pepin blog that can be found at www.peprn.com. The idea of the 2020 Pepin blog is for me to read an academic paper and write a blog in no more than 40 minutes, 20 minutes reading and 20 minutes writing using the 8 headers. Whatever emerges is then published. The aim is to make paper reading and blog writing manageable whilst maintaining the integrity and usefulness of Pepin. The abstract and section headings. The paper explored the impact of COVID on the experiences of 12 pre-service physical education teachers in Spain. The Spanish traditions of physical education are hands-on, and the move to online learning changed that core aspect of the subject. The results showed that the pre-service teachers in the study struggled to reassemble physical education from a physical, close contact, hands-on subject to one that saw movement as being disembodied and reliant on digital technology, something that had been avoided in Spain to this date. They, the pre-service teachers, felt that COVID produced the effects of precarity, fear and insecurity. Physical education became a subject without physical encounters, and the participants struggled to see their notions of physical education play out in this new world of online physical education. The subheadings of the paper explored the ways in which they had assembled PE, reassembled PE, and the effects of this reassembling on both their feelings of precarity, fear, and insecurity, and on their pedagogical practice. Introduction and conclusion. COVID-19 meant innumerable changes in education, a significant shift in its protocols. The way to teach and communicate transformed overnight. As a consequence, the pre-service teachers indicated that they struggled to teach physical education. There have been other moments of change in physical education, from drill to gymnastics to sports techniques, and adjustments have been made over time. This was another shift, but in contrast to the others, it moved the pre-service teachers almost overnight from a place of comfort in terms of traditional delivery to a place where close proximity and close contact were gone. Other researchers have warned of the changes inherent in digital physical education. But Spanish physical education teachers have resisted that shift, which in turn left these teachers somewhat exposed. The authors concluded that delivery of physical education had changed away from the social, from physical contact, and changed the roles of the teachers. As teachers, they had had to reject touch and compassion, which promoted feelings of vulnerability and fear. They had to move away from human bodies to non-human bodies and change the way they taught physical education. They reported being nostalgic and wanting to return to the ways things were. Relationships became external and focused on things, objects and interactions. New forces came into play with regulations, people and schools having an impact in physical education in ways they didn't have before. In many cases, these teachers struggled to imagine this new iteration of physical education. On the flip side, the students gained opportunities to explore new movement cultures on their own as part of physical education. This was perhaps a form of radical reform, but time will tell if this remains a thing or if physical education will return to the traditional ways of teaching. The point of the paper. The paper was published during the pandemic and served to highlight the impact COVID-19 was having on aspiring teachers. As a teacher educator, I experienced firsthand the shift to online learning, but at least we had somewhat prepared our students for using digital technology. That doesn't appear to have been the case here. The culture of touch and the hands-on nature of physical education in Spain was changed overnight, and this paper plays an important role in making the challenges of that transition clear. The main arguments. The main argument is that COVID-19 had a big impact on physical education and the next generation of teachers. The physical education that they had experienced as pupils, and which, I assume, drew them to the subject, was gone. The physicality of the subject and the culture of touch in Spain was ripped away, and new imaginings of physical education had to take place overnight. This challenged the very soul of the subject and created fear and a sense of precarity and vulnerability in these pre-service teachers. The importance of this paper. Understanding the impact of COVID-19 is important, but to me the importance comes in the recognition that we need to prepare teachers for a future that may not exist and allow children to enjoy new expressions of physical education. In reimagining physical education, the young people were more engaged, but I'm worried that this will be lost in a drive to return to the traditions of the subject. The paper's contribution to my knowledge. It shows that the current incarnation of physical education is vulnerable to a change in circumstances. Physical education should be receptive to the lessons learned during the pandemic and be prepared to continue to reimagine itself. Summary of the paper in one or two sentences. The COVID-19 pandemic changed physical education overnight and pre-service teachers were required to change their entire practice and reimagine their teaching and interactions with young people. This led to feelings of precarity, fear, and vulnerability, but it also led to some positive changes that shouldn't be lost. Thanks for listening, and see you in a couple of weeks for the next 2020 Pepin podcast, where I will discuss Mikhail Kovenestat's 2019 paper, Physical Education and the Art of Teaching, Transformative Learning and Teaching in Physical Education and Sport Pedagogy.